everybody. Welcome to Growing Up Indigo with me, Adina Bannick. And you're on BBS, where if it's not mainstream, it's not on BBS. And you know what I just found out? This is really good. I'm back on TuneIn.com. And the reason I like it is because it's everything is like so structured on there. And I can go straight to a show and just send it to somebody who wants to know about that particular show. The only thing is that on that particular sign-in, for some reason I signed in under Karen Adina, but that's okay. I think most of you know that's my name, so don't freak out. It's Karen Adina, actually. I'm Karen Adina Paula. Then I have another name, which I'm going to leave out because it's strange. And then Bannick, but we're going to skip that name. So you're going to see Karen Adina, and that's it. Okay, so this week's show is a conglomerate and a whole hodgepodge of a lot of different things, but pretty heavy. Well, it's always heavy with me, but so we have a lot to talk about, and I have a lot of readings, and I want to do everything. So what I decided was to slow down. Because I have one of those minds that goes 10 times quicker than my mouth, and it doesn't work. So I'm going to slow down on purpose, try and take my time, and then maybe we'll get to everything. Because I do have a lot of readings, and I really want to do them. And at the same time, I want to talk to you about someone that's coming next week. And I'm excited about it, and it's not because I'm excited about it, although I am personally. I'm excited because I know you're going to be excited about it. One of the reasons, no, the only reason I did this show is because of my searching. And because of my searching, I know that you were searching. There's no way that I was the only person in this world that came into this world, number one, feeling like an alien. I know I wasn't the only person. I didn't when I was young, but I certainly I knew by this age. I knew that I wasn't the only person that had empathic abilities. I knew that I wasn't the only person that had no answers. I knew so many of those things. And by the time I did the show, by no means did I have all the answers. But that kind of misery, aching, kind of, please, God, tell me something, anything, had really turned into understanding. I had gotten some wisdom from the mistakes I had made. I had, by that time, been working for many years, and especially after having been able to, aside from my own crossing over, which honestly, while that had given me the knowledge and the feeling of love and the knowledge that I had work to do, it wasn't until I started working directly with spirit. Oh my God, I sometimes when I'm talking to a client, I wish I could give them the feeling and the love that I have and just take it from me and give it to you. And that's what hurts the most, that I can't. And sometimes when I'm getting emails asking, what is the purpose? And as a matter of fact, I have one right here today. What's my purpose? I have their name, which I'm not giving you, but I have that. They're asking. And yeah, can I spend an hour with you and answer and try? For you specifically, yes. Can I answer everyone? No. So next week, I have someone, and her name is Carolyn Gervais. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And she wrote a book called Life Before Life. And it says, How Soul Agreements Direct Our Destiny. And I've read many, many books about that, life before life, life in between life, life after life. And I expected, as soon as I got this one, to love it. I didn't expect to have the personal identification with it. And I guess what I didn't expect was to have her write an autobiography with it. And that, for me, added so much dimension to it and so much personality. And I think it made all the difference when someone shares their personal story with you. And that was the reason, and that's what I'm trying to get to, but of course I'm long-winded. When I wanted to do this, it was because all of my life I read biographies in a way to find out, tell me how you got where you are. How do I do it? How do I do it? I had a very difficult childhood, and I think anybody who is different often does. I don't know which comes first. I don't know if we have difficult childhoods because we are different or because we're different and we have heavy karma. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We all have what we have. And I didn't know how to deal with all of it. It was way too much for me. And so when I wanted to do this, it was because I wanted to tell you, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how many lives you might be dealing with, no matter where you come from, no matter where you're starting, you can go where you want to go. The reason I chose metaphysics is obviously because this is where my abilities lie, and it was also because this was the only way I knew how to get anywhere. I was born thinking like this, and I was born just knowing how to read and learn and put myself into this so I could get out of this. I remember being 9, 10, and hearing someone outside of my body, which is, I think, it wasn't the earliest one of my gifts, no. But it turned out to be one of the strongest. But I remember hearing, and I do hear inside and outside. And when I hear outside, it literally sounds like God. And they said, and they always say, Karen. That's when they talk outside. And he, it's always a male, and he said, Karen, you're going to need to remain sane to get yourself out of here. And I knew exactly what he meant. And the only way I knew how to do that was gobble up everything I could so I could learn how to do that. So she is coming on next week, and I just feel that she has so many of your answers and so many of the things that you're looking for. And while we all do our part, I believe here she's got it. So I'm going to read you just a little bit about her. She's certified in spiritual psychology, clinical hypnotherapy. She has a master's degree in holistic nutrition. Her work includes soul path plans, intuitive dream interpretation, spiritual counseling. She's a frequent contributor to Sedona Journal of Emergence. I am just going to I'm going to go through this for a second, how life unfolds. She says a religion has to evolve and what love is not. I'm just going through this. Here and ready, vulnerable to collapse. She talks, as I said, about her own life, deepest soul desires, desires that fall by the wayside. She does talk about her own dreams that, and I mean by her own dreams of what she wanted for her life, and in pursuing those dreams, how they taught her about people and disappointments, as we all did. I just turned to blaming our parents. I think we've all done that. Pretending we're okay. How the soul negotiates. Sabotaging healing. I just raised my hand. So, I mean, if this is attraction and soul agreements, It's really out of the frying pan into the fire. So this is all stuff that we've all grappled with. And I really do want you to, if you can, kind of think about maybe getting this for yourself, because I know you've all asked me. I have your emails to prove it. And if you want to do get this, I can tell you to look at Soul Odyssey Books. That's her publisher. And I think it would be really wonderful for you to do that. I also want to say something interesting. I also just received a book from an author, and her name is Roberta Grimes. And she and I were both on the CTR network together. She's still on the CTR network. I don't remember the day of her show, but I do know she's on it. And she is a psychic medium. I know that, but I didn't, and I never really did know much about her. I don't know much about the people on CTR. I just did my show and that was it, except for Tara Supkin, who I love her, and I've always known of her since I was starting out in my 20s, and I used to do her at those time tapes. So, but other than that, I really didn't know anybody else on the network, and I really didn't know about Roberta until I actually left, because I didn't. But one day I was on the web and I got a link, then to another link and to another link. And I was looking at a passage that I really loved. And I started reading further and further. And then it became very religious. And I said, okay, that's it. That's where I stop. And, I like to think of myself as very, very open, except that I'm only open to the things I'm open to. That's me. What can I say? I was not raised in any religion, and I get, my back goes up when that happens. And as I went up to stop the article, I saw it was from Berta, and I recognized her name from the network. And I went, wow, okay. So I was contacted, and I got her book, and I said, okay, you're an open person, let's go. So I looked through the book and I was looking at some of the things, and it's really funny. You have to stay open. And I'm looking through the things that she's writing, and I haven't read the book, and I can't say that I have, but I have read parts here and there. And it's just very funny that if you allow yourself to step back, remove the taboos that you have set for yourself, and just look at what somebody's actually writing, you'll find you have so much in common. So although I haven't finished the book and I haven't really read the book, I have read parts of the book. I'm not just speaking off the top of my head. And by the way, I have never interviewed anybody or had anybody on the show whose book I haven't read, or I don't have to agree with you 100%. But I'm just not going to have somebody on the show that I don't read. That's like, I just don't, I don't agree with that. But so I've read, several things in the book, and all I have to do is remove myself from what I don't want to not agree with and just look and say, she's writing stuff that I believe in. So it's just funny. I'm gonna read it and then I'm going to call Roberta and see if we can get her on the show too. So for people out there who are much more comfortable within the confines of a religious system, I think that you might enjoy her as well. So this week, it was very sorry about that. This week it was very prophetic. Oh, that was weird because something dropped. Yeah, I know. I'll think of something with everything, which is exactly what I did. I called the show this week Omens, Superstitions, things like that, because I'm always being accused of looking into everything. And I do. And I don't know whether that's because it is everything, like everything is everything. Or because I have one of those analytical minds that just can't help it. That's the way I've been since. Oh, I have to say just one thing. One of the things that I was so excited to find out about Carolyn Gervais is that she also has memories that go all the way back till she was about a year old. And so do I. In fact, I don't even know if I was a year old, and that in the, and they are not told to me, because the one of the ones that I had, and this is just one of them, I didn't have many, believe me, but the one that stands out the most was being in my crib, and I am definitely unable to walk, I know that, and I think I was around a year, and I'm in my crib, and I used to have these out-of-body experiences as a baby, and I just used to get out, you know, out of my body, and I'd be on the ceiling, and I hated them. They frightened me. I was terrified, and I just, they would happen. I was always out of my body. And I remember during one of them, all of a sudden, something happened, and I don't know, you know, what to say other than I guess I was my soul. And I said, oh, that's right. That's right. When you get older, you'll be able to stop this. But you're a baby. You're a baby. And I never forgot that. I remembered that moment, knowing that I was not really a baby, but I was a person, and that I would be a person. And I've talked to so many people, and it's very rare that people remember being that young. And I once read a book. I don't know if I'll ever stop talking about this. I once read a book by a medium, and she's not really well known. She just, I don't know where I found this book, but she's not in our country. She's in another country, and she wrote a book about mediumship, about natural mediumship versus how to be taught to be a medium. And she seemed to her whole point of the book was really about the spiritualist movement that is not in this country, where I think it's in a church and I think they teach you how to do that. I don't know. And she has a problem with this. And she has all these rules about whether you can be taught it, whether, you know, and it's not just that. It's all about if you have memories of being younger than a certain age, or either A, fabricating, B, lying, yeah. See, someone else has told you and you've made it your own. I mean, just all these kind of crazy things. And I just think that's so irresponsible. And some poor person out there who's just starting out and want to know what is it, you know, mean to be a medium is going to like take this seriously. But anyway, so it just bothered me, you know, that somebody would say I'm lying about my memories. Like, why, who cares? But anyway, so let's let that go. So this particular week was very interesting for many, many reasons. And it just goes to show that I think we attract what's happening with us all the time. And I know I've mentioned this. I have, and I've done a show on it. And you know, I had no problem mentioning it most of my life. All of a sudden now I'm getting kind of shy. I hadn't even thought of it. And that's really the truth. I hadn't even thought. And it's been so many years that, and when I do think about it, it is literally as if I'm thinking about or accessing a past life of mine. It has been that long. And I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that I did this, but I did. And it's 35 years exactly last week that, I hate to do this, that I was such a bad place that I do hate to do this, but I did try and take my own life, and I did actually succeed, and I was brought back. And I hadn't remembered it, which is, you know, odd, really. And within this one week, I was contacted by three people who were talking about it, or not talking about it, but were for whatever reason it was, were talking about situations like this. And it made me remember that. And I went, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. But so it, yes, so it just, it just, the universe just brings that to you for whatever reason. And it just does. And I realize, of course, that part of who would have believed really that 35 years ago in that state, never would I have thought that the part of the reason I would do that would be because I would help someone so many years later. Never, never. I mean, never. I was such a sad, lost soul. Not could I ever imagine that I would have anything to offer anyone. I can't believe it. But the reason I wanted to talk was really because I was just thinking how things fit together, really. I had a picture sitting on my desk that really came out of nowhere. Someone else had sent me from my childhood pictures of me and my sister. And this was not one of them. This picture had just fallen out of nowhere and I didn't know where it came from. It was me and my sister. And my sister, by the way, my younger sister, was the one who found me that night. She was not supposed to find me. She wasn't even coming home. She was out night and she wasn't coming home. And I don't know what time it was. It must have been 3 a.m. or something. And I had been quite unconscious by then for a while. And she was driving somewhere and she started to scream. And she said, get me home. Get me home. There's something wrong with her. Get me home. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I'll cry again. I cry every time I do the show. Anyway, so there was a picture that I found of me and my sister, and I think it was my birthday. I thought it was Christmas at first, but it's not, because Beth is watching me open a present, so it had to be my birthday. And it was sitting on my desk, and for some reason, I don't know, water had gotten on it, and it was an old Kodak picture. And I picked it up at the end of the night to clean up, because I can't leave my office until I clean up, and water had gotten all over the Kodak. And it had only gotten on my face. This is so creepy. And it had gotten on my face. And because it was a Kodak picture, it had obliterated my face. And it had melted only my face. And it had kind of melted it and looked like it had been just melted in yuck. And I put it down and I went, oh my God, this is horrible. And I told my husband, look at, what do you think this means? And he said, I think it means it's an old Kodak picture. And then he went into all the chemicals that went. I said, no, that's not what it means. And he said, you know, you think way too much. And then I went to sleep and I'm trying to remember what I dreamt about, but I'm sure that I dreamt about I remember I dreamt about, I was arguing with someone about my hair being short and brown, and it was a guy, and he said my hair was short and brown, and I said, no, it's not. I did cut my hair, but I'm pretty sure that it's still long and red. I don't really even know what that meant. And then I remember going into a nail salon and having them ask me if I wanted to get a pedicure. And I said, no, I'm in a hurry. And they said, okay. And then the next day, I tore my bumper off my car. And then I realized that, well, not that this is any big thing, but I realized that, I have a major issue with my back, and I sound really old now, but I always say I'm old, and my hip went out, and I realized that a lot of this is about moving forward and being in a hurry and not wanting to move forward. I'm a big proponent of Louise Hay. Of course, if you're into this stuff, she's the mother of self-healing and self-help. And, you know, she has an answer for every part of your body and, you know, your feet and your legs moving forward, and your hip is, of course, moving forward, and your right hip, of course. Oh, and by the way, oh, I have to tell you this. So the next day, I came back into my office and I looked at the picture, and this is really what freaked me out. This was the whole point. The picture had somehow fixed itself, except that the right eye had like a little deformity, you know, right around it. And my right eye has been lacerated twice. That's weird. Isn't that weird? That's really weird. And it's my right eye that I really can't see very well out of. And that's why I wear glasses. So I just thought that was really bizarre. Plus, many, many, many years before I ever wore, well, I always wore glasses for reading, but not the way I need to wear them now. And years before I ever had a laceration or anything like that, I used to have pictures taken. And in many of the pictures I had, I would have a lot of orbs around me. I never knew what that meant. Now I know. But as well as orbs, I would have a light that went right through, like the ceiling, that would go right through my right eye. I never knew what that was. I found out, but isn't that creepy? So, okay. So, is that all that happened? I don't really think that's all that happened, but I know that the car, that happened, and then three people contacted me, that happened. Oh, and then driving home that night, usually when I'm working, I'm working. When I'm not working, I'm not saying that people don't come to me and that I don't have, I've had a lot of people who have passed on come to me. Some of them are really for clients and I'll have them. Some of them are for people, for family members. Some of them are my family members, but this one, I didn't know who it was. I got in my car. That was not the night I hit the bumper thing, but someone got in the car with me and I said, "Hey, this isn't fair. Who are you?" And they came from my left, and my left is usually my dad, or it's a contemporary, or my father's parents, or not parents, but family side. And I didn't know who it was, but something happened the next day. And I don't, now I don't remember. Why don't I write this down for you? Everybody writes these things down so they can tell you. And I know I did. Oh, I know. This is what I really wanted to say about it, though. What I wanted to talk about this is that the reason, and I know you're going to be like, how did you get from there to here? And it doesn't really matter because I really want to do free readings anyway. But what I wanted to say was that one of the things that I found, how did I go from dream to this? But it happened in a dream that I found out who it was, but it's not important. What I wanted to say was dreams and dream interpretation. And Carolyn is going to, you know, she does that. I'm not having her on the show for that. In fact, I do have someone who does dream interpretation, and I want to have them on the show because they really specialize in that. And I love doing it too, but I'm not trained in it. So, you know, I'm not going to do that, but I do it, but I'm not trained. So I wanted to just make an analogy here that when they say that dream interpretation and symbols, they're really special and they're for you to do on your own. They really are. And the reason I'm saying that is because while there are definite universal dream symbols, there are, but they're really symbolic personally. And there are the same things in terms of mediumship as well. In fact, in dreams, I never, ever remembered my dreams the next morning, ever. I was blank. I knew I dreamt because I absolutely knew it. I felt like I did, but I didn't remember dreams. I remembered my dreams the night after, when I would go to bed and I would put my head down on my pillow. Every single dream I had the night before would come rushing back, and I would be laying there, and I was wide awake, but I would go into my dream world. I literally had two worlds. I would remember not only every dream I had the night before, but my dream world, where I was another person. That's odd, isn't it? I learned slowly how to remember my dreams in the morning so I could write them down. And that's very odd, I thought. And I also, and I know I spoke about this 2 years ago in a show, that I never walked in a dream. I only flew. I flew everywhere. I never, ever walked. And now it's the opposite. It's rare that I fly and I walk. Now I walk or I drive. I'm still driving and I walk, but I don't fly very much anymore. And I take that as an improvement, because I think flying was really a lack of control. I think it was definitely a lack of control. Not of my world, of me. I think I felt that I was untethered. I wasn't rooted. And I think that was obvious. Not that I'm so much rooted now, but much, much more. And I've also found that it's the same way in terms of readings. I don't remember details of readings very much, unless I read someone on a regular basis, and then absolutely I do. But I don't, if you ask me, what were the details of a reading you did for me? I don't have a clue. I really don't. In fact, I might not even remember the person you asked me about. But as soon as I connect with that person on a soul level in a reading, it'll all come back to me, especially mediumship readings. In fact, I'm working with someone now on a teaching basis when I think of the karma, when I had done a particular mediumship reading, a family one that was so karmic that it changed. I can't believe this, that someone in her family reached in and changed his children's very life today. And amazingly. And I didn't remember any of that until something happened, until I connected somehow. But I get shivers, by the way. When I hit something so karmic, I still, as much as I did as a little girl, I used to get chills all over my body whenever I connected with God or spiritual stuff. I still do. I get chills all over my body. So I'm getting that. So what I want to say is that it's all so symbolic for you. And as a medium, I have very specific symbols that another medium would say, what? That's what you get for that? The first time it ever happened was when I was reading someone who had taken their own life, and you'd think I would have gotten it very straightforward, and I didn't. I got, this is strange, but I'm going to tell you, I don't mind. I got a picnic and a picnic basket, and I thought, what is that? And I got a picnic basket, and I don't know how I knew. I got a picnic basket, and they were having a picnic, and I don't know. I just knew. And I said, did so-and-so take their own life? And the person said, yeah. And the next time I got a picnic basket, I just said, so-and-so took their own life. And it was right. I mean, that's what I mean. So I don't know why I brought this up. I just know that I had to. So if somebody out there is thinking about this, that was for you. And what I know I had a lot more to say, but I only have 20 more minutes to do a few free readings, and I had so many that I, you know, kind of printed. So I want to get to them, but I'm going to take a very brief break at BBS, and we will be right back to answer your questions. You're listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. You're listening to BBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's not on BBS. And the show's called Growing Up Indigo. One day I'll explain that with Adina Bannick. Okay, I downloaded so many free readings on, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get to them because I don't answer them beforehand. I do this live for many reasons. I won't explain them because I'm taking up more time. So, the first one is from B, and B wants to know, she has two good friends. They have been in a dispute for a while. She's tried to stay impartial and maintain both friends, but she's finding it hard. She wants to know if the situation's going to improve, and if she wants to know if she's going to retain any of those friends. One, both, what's going to happen? So I'm going to go and go look. Okay, B, I'm checking. Now, the first thing I want to do is I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to see not if they're going to improve their situation, because that's a little bit not what I really want to do. I want to look at you. So, B, I'm going to ask, is B going to end up partial? Impartial. And is she going to stay friends with both? One? Okay. 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 All right, B. This is what I'm kind of feeling, that okay, so B, I already think that something must have happened that's made you feel that for all your impartiality, you're not being recognized for this. I think you're a very responsible person. I think this has been an unhealthy situation, actually. I don't know about what, but I think it's enough already. I feel that, hold on. Okay, hang on a second. I think you're a very good friend. I actually do. I think you're a very good friend. I think you have a lot invested in this. I think that you maintain your own counsel. I do not think you tell tales out of school at all. I think you know when to not talk. But I do think that something's already ended. I think that the friendship might have ended, theirs. I think that you are highly diplomatic. I think there's no way that they're going to remain or get back to being friends. I think that you have You have created a friendship or possibly a new ally, but with one friend, you are not friends. And I think that might be true. I also think you might be angry and upset with the friend that you are not friends with. I also want to caution you to one of those people who might not be dealing fairly with you, but I think you might already know that. Okay? I wish you a lot of luck. You're a really good friend. Okay, the next person is D. D wants to know if his ex I is going to contact or come back. Oh, okay. That was a timely question that I'm sorry I couldn't answer. Okay, and the next question is K. K wants to know if XG, who they have gotten into an argument about, if they broke up because of, well, they did break up because of that, and the argument was so bad that that person said never talk to them again. This K wants them to go back, and K wants to know if they're going to go back. So I'm going to go to G, and I'm going to ask G. Oh, I just want to note that the time is 4:44 here. I'm EST. I know I'm not supposed to say that. I'm sorry, Don. So it must be 1:44 by you, right? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, 4:44 is the number I see twice a day because I'm usually up at night too. So I don't know why I see that every single day. Anyway, so K wants to know if G is going back. So here we go. Okay. All right. G, what do you think? For all I know, this is about, I don't know, maybe, I don't even know if it's an entire week old, but you never know how fast things might work out. G, are you going back to K? Okay, let's go see. Okay, right now, this is what I'm getting. Oh boy, G. G feels that, I'm trying to get this feeling kind of going. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, G feels like it's kind of, listen, okay, K. Okay, K. I think that G is feeling that they're not sure. I think G feels like I'm not so sure that I want to put a lot of hard work into this right now. I'm not sure this is what I might want to be working at. I am not so sure that I feel... First of all, I do want to say that G is shocked. And I'm trying to figure out why G is shocked. I think G is also having a problem with where they live. And I think that G is also having an issue with restarting over in a particular, very important life change. So I think something specifically is going on in terms of starting over, not specifically all about you, but about their life and about where they're going. G happens to be highly motivated, highly concerned about the things G does in terms of G's own life. And G is feeling, hey, I got myself covered here. And I think I know where I want to go for now. As far as you go, Kay, I am feeling that I'm very hurt. And for now, I think that we might not be on the same page. And I think that it's not over. This is me saying this. It's not over. But I do feel that G has some influence. People influencing G is what I'm saying. And I feel that what you could do is have a very nice, logical, rational conversation or email to start off. Try that. And you can also email me at askadina@gmail.com. Okay. The next one we have is from B. Okay. No, this one I can't do. This one is much more involved with many, many people. I would love to, but I can't. Okay. This one is D. D wants to know if L, are there any intentions of L being with me? Oh, God, I can't help it. This is my father's name. Okay. So, all right. Are there any intentions of L being with me? You mean to know, you want to know if L has any intentions of being with you. Okay. L, do you have any intentions of being with D? Let's go see. L. Let's see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to think of my father now. Not really. Okay. L. Be with D. Let's see. I don't know. L. See, I don't know the context in which D is asking. So I don't know what... Ooh, wait a minute. Now, see, I really don't know the context or where what went before, and I don't have time to ask that question. So it's hard for me to know. The only thing I'm going to tell you, D, is that what I get is L is just has something really not very good happen. L is also thinking of a situation that was very kind of distasteful and hurtful. And I get L coming from that place as well. The odd thing is that I also get from L that they're very, I want to say, hang on a second. L is also thinking that they're thinking of a new romance. So I could say yes. But at the same time, I'm also getting that there must be some connection here with you. There must be. Because I feel as if there's a deeper connection. And if it's not you, then L has had a very, very recent deeper connection with someone else. But I do get a new romantic feeling. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. But I'm also saying that there's a feeling here with L that I'm not totally comfortable with because of the difficulty I'm seeing right here with L, as well as the feeling that he's coming from a place of hurt. I'm just letting you know that, okay? And moving on, the next one. And I really don't like going this fast, by the way. I don't. It bothers me because it feels not good to go past all the things that I want to talk about. But I do really want to answer. So this is the next question I am addressing because I don't want to address it. And this is from someone who wants to know, is she going to get married and have children? And she gives me her age. And I just want to tell you, I got married and had a child at a very old age. So I'm going to say, can you? Absolutely. And I don't want people to feel like that stops them. And I don't want you to ever feel like because you're a certain age, you can't meet someone and have that happen. And I just don't. I'm not going to answer it for many, many reasons, but only because I just don't feel that those particular things are something I should go into. Children and all that kind of thing. Pregnancy, it's just not comfortable for me. But could you? Yes, of course you could. And I don't ever want you to stop thinking you could. The next question, again, is exactly what I was talking about before. Someone asked me a question, please let me know my life purpose. Okay, in a regular reading, I would talk to you specifically, but I want to address this very quickly, and I want to say something that's true for all of us. And if you had told me this many years ago, I would have said thanks a lot for this. Sarcastically, of course. But I'm going to tell you, after killing myself, literally, after trying to kill myself physically, emotionally, mentally, in every possible way I can imagine, that what I've learned through you and people on the other side, and what I've learned through doing it, is that we're here not in a small part because of us. When I say us, I mean that literally. We're here because we don't know who we're saving. Did I know what I said before? That 35 years later, maybe it was one person I spoke to this week that I was here to do that for. That's right. Maybe it was one person. That's right. Maybe 10 years ago, I spoke to one client. And maybe I turned one client's life around. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's all I'll ever do. So what? Isn't that enough? You might not think so. I might not think so. I might think it's nothing. I might say I lived a life of misery for that. Yeah, that's right. Maybe I did. So what? You don't think that's enough? I don't think that's enough? Well, that's too bad. I mean, I know that sounds horrible, but that's what we're here for. Because what we don't realize is they are we. You are me. And that's what we haven't figured out yet. We are not separate people, guys. We're not. We're not. We're the same person. Have you ever noticed, well, I don't know, but have you ever noticed how quickly, I don't know, depending on how much attention you pay? I do. I pay attention to everything. Obviously, you've heard me. But the second I do something or think something that's not in line with the universe, boom, I feel the effects. I see the effects the next day. I'll have somebody either like be short with me or like yell at me or something like that. And I'll know, ooh, I shouldn't have thought that yesterday. I'll get it immediately because that's how it works for me. If I'm extra, extra kind, look, the universe isn't always fair. And no, it doesn't always work out that way immediately. But sooner or later, it comes down to that, yes. Because that's the law of the universe. Not because, you know, there's somebody up there tabulating, because that's the law. Like gravity and things fall. That's the law of the universe. What you give comes back. It's the law of attraction. So we are all one. We're all attracting. We're magnets. So we're all one consciousness. And what you do for someone else, they'll do back for you. They might not, but somebody else will, because we attract it. So I gave up a long time ago. That's the wrong word. I stopped like that, you know, what am I here for? I know. What am I here for? To do the best I can, to try and be as kind as I can. Look, I'm not by any means an angel. No way. But at least I try. At least I'll say to myself, oh, wait, do you really want to say that? Or can you say that a better way? Or, hey, can you stop that behavior? I'll do that. I'll do that. Absolutely. So when, and this is for everyone, when we know better, we do better. We can't be blamed for being ignorant. We can't. And we can't blame people for being ignorant. We can't. And frankly, we really shouldn't be judging and blaming anybody, even ourselves. And that's the number one thing. Stop blaming ourselves. We have enough people who have done that, okay? So we've got to stop blaming and judging and just live. So what is our purpose? It's simple. Our purpose is this. Stop worrying and guilting and hurting us more than we have to do or had to have in the first place. Start breathing. Start trying to be kind to ourselves, number one, because chances are we had a lot of unkindness. Number two, start trying to be as kind to everyone as we can. Number three, start trying to enjoy the little things as much as we can. That's really it. I swear to God, that's really it. That's all we really have to do. The rest is going to fall into place. And of course, I'm not asking you to not look at the big things. Of course we should. Of course. But not to the extent that we beat ourselves up with. Not to the extent that I tortured myself my whole life with. Some of us are made that way, I know. But really, I think, my God, you know, no one's going to do that to us when we get up there. They're not. They're not. We're going to do that. When we get up there, all we do is we look over our lives and we go up there with our guides and God and all of those things. And we look and we say, where could we have done better? And how can we plan the next one? That's basically what I think happens. That's it. That's it. There's nobody in there who's going to whip us. That's it. So that F who was asked me this is what I believe your purpose is. Be kind, sweetheart. Be kind to you and to whoever you can. And I don't know if we have any more time, but I do have one more. So I don't hear anybody stopping me. So, okay. Quick. Someone, T, asked me, which way do I go at the crossroads I'm looking at? Ooh, I don't know. Let me go see. Let's go see. What way does TE go at the crossroads? I'm going to ask differently. Huh. Okay, which one? Okay. But can you tell me which one? Okay. T, you asked which way to go at the crossroads. And I'm getting that for some reason, Archangel, and I did this on purpose, Archangel Raphael is the one that you should be listening to. I also get healing animals. I'm getting that you hear or you're musical or hear or sounds. Hold on just a minute. And hold on. No. That's not what I want. But hold on. I'm getting that. Do you have anything to do with music or hearing? Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So I tried to do this as quick as I could. I'm getting Raphael healing animals and music. I hope that helps you. And I think we're out of time. Please try to listen in for Carolyn Gervais next weekend. And I hope you have a wonderful week. You're listening to BBS. Please keep tuning in to BBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Love you. See you next week.